Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 14th China Fahui on the Minghui website, entitled "The Compassion of a DAFA Disciple" by a practitioner from China.
China Fahui, "The Compassion of a DAFA Disciple" by a practitioner from China. I had a car accident in 1992, which injured my legs, neck, and spine. I felt dizzy every day and could not walk. I was not able to work and could not live without medicine. I started cultivating Falun DAFA in January of 1996, and all of my injuries disappeared. During the persecution, clarifying the truth and convincing people to quit the Chinese Communist Party have become the only ways to save sentient beings and are the responsibilities of DAFA disciples. Master said, quote, "DAFA disciples are the sole hope for people's salvation," end quote. The only hope, from Hongyin 3. I have followed Master's lead and actively clarified the truth to people. During the past few years, I've convinced more than 70,000 people to quit the Communist Party and associated organizations. I tell those who are not party members to remember that Falun DAFA is good. I know that it is the power of DAFA that saves people. Without the Fa, I myself would not be able to live a meaningful life, not to mention be able to save others. During this process, I realized that if I eliminate sentimentality according to the Fa and develop the compassion of a DAFA disciple, I will have the power to save people. Here, I would like to share my experiences. The compassion of a DAFA disciple. Master said, quote, "When we clarify the truth, we are saving sentient beings, and at the same time, it involves a matter of your own improvement and your elimination of attachments during your cultivation, and the matter of DAFA disciples being responsible to the Fa in their cultivation, as well as issues like how you fill and enrich that paradise of yours in your final consummation," end quote. Teaching the Fa at the Washington, D.C. International Fa Conference, from Guiding the Voyage. One must cultivate herself if she wants to save people. Before I started cultivation, I had strong attachments to both my husband and daughters. I am a country school teacher, and my husband is the chief of a police station. I grew up with him, and we lived with his brother and sister. With two daughters of our own, our life used to be difficult. When I first started cultivating, I didn't know what my attachments were. My husband soon had an affair. I didn't react by making a big fuss and reminded myself that I was a cultivator, but I was very upset in my heart. I cried many times. This happened after the Communist Party launched the persecution. I went to Beijing to appeal for DAFA, but I was thinking of all the affairs at home. I called home again and again. I was arrested in Beijing and sent home. My husband was very angry. He told me to choose between DAFA and him. I said I wanted both. He said it would not work that way and that I must choose one. I chose DAFA. We later divorced under pressure from the government. I was sent to a labor camp 3 times. At the beginning, I didn't understand why. I later realized that the reason I was persecuted was not that I clarified the truth in public, but because I had loopholes in my cultivation, especially at the attachment to my husband. The old forces took advantage of these loopholes. Master said, quote, "Human beings live for affection and emotion. That is, humans are immersed in emotion, and it's hard for them to break away. A person can't practice cultivation and progress without freeing himself from emotion," end quote. Lecture at the first conference in North America. I could not seem to eliminate the attachment to my family. Although my husband cheated on me, I still could not let it go. One day, when I was bicycling, a thought appeared in my mind. He's had a car accident. I put down everything and ran to his office, where he was chatting with his co-workers. When he saw me rush in, he yelled at me, "What are you doing here? Go home." When I was in a detention center, my daughter called me and cried, "Dad married that woman. Nobody is taking care of me. I want you. I want you to come back." Then she hung up, leaving me brokenhearted. I was being tortured at that time. I was covered with wounds, pus, and blood. I was in a 3-by-6-foot solitary cell, and I was forced to stand up straight all day, every day. Pains in my body and mind tortured me. It was just like Master said, quote, "Abundant troubles rain down together, all to see. Can you pull through?" End quote. Tempering the Will, from Hong Yin. During the hardship, I tried my best to repel the everyday people's thoughts that I had. Again and again, I said to Master, "Master, I will not give in and be transformed. I will cultivate solidly. Master is with me, so I'm not worried about my children. They will be taken care of by Master. I only listen to Master. I don't want to dwell on my husband and that woman. I don't have enemies. I don't hate anyone. I don't want hatred." When I tried to eliminate the sentimentality, Master helped me to get rid of the filthy things little by little. My life was purified and improved. My ex-husband came to visit me in the labor camp. He said his new wife was there too, but she was too embarrassed to see me. I said to him, "She is welcome. I appreciate her visiting." I calmly talked to her like a Dafa disciple. I called her sister and thanked her for taking care of my kids. I later told her the facts about Fallen Dafa. She saw the greatness of Dafa and showed her co-workers the Dafa materials I gave her. I later convinced my ex-husband and her to quit the party. My ex-husband later expressed regret about our divorce. He wrote to me twice, asking me to forgive him, and said he wanted to get back together. I didn't want his new wife to have misunderstandings about Dafa disciples or develop negative thoughts toward Dafa, so I refused him and asked him to treat her well. When we truly treat ourselves as Dafa disciples and treat people with compassion, they will feel the power of that compassion. His new wife often tells her friends that Dafa is good. She also helped me to get back my stipend that the government took away when I was in the labor camp. I treat my ex-in-laws nicely, and they also treat me as a family member. I often visit my ex-husband's 92-year-old father and bring him gifts. Every time he tells me that he misses me, and I tell him to remember, Fallen Dafa is good. His daughter-in-law told me that he could not recognize many people, including her, but he remembers me clearly. Cultivation is not easy. It's a gradual process. Sentimentality cannot always be eliminated all at once. Sometimes it may come back. When it came back, I repelled it with righteous thoughts. I also fell many times when I didn't have righteous thoughts, but I was always able to wake up. My daughter is a great girl, but her husband, who often loses his job, treats her badly. When he yells at her, I often get upset. When I am able to calm down, he stops too. He recently even said that he would help me to clarify the truth in public. Now, looking back, I realized that many of his problems were caused by my attachments. Another time, my ex-husband's affair came to mind when I was doing the exercises. I stopped the exercises, upset. I rushed out of the house and tried to find him. On the street, I accidentally knocked down and broke a man's equipment. That man delayed me and asked for compensation. I then woke up. The trouble was caused by my upset heart. I calmed down and gave him 700 yuan, about 100 US dollars. I realized that in cultivation, we must remember that we are Dafa disciples at every moment. Master said, quote, "Cultivation depends on one's own efforts, while the transformation of Gong is done by one's master," end quote. John Falun. Master has been guiding us and correcting us. Master gives us new lives. I cannot express my appreciation in words. All I can do is to clarify the truth and cultivate myself well. Saving people wholeheartedly. After being released from the labor camp in 2005, I immediately started to convince people to quit the party. The first group of people I talked to was my brother's family, who lived in the mountains. It took several hours on a bus to get there, and the bus stop is 2 miles away from their house. I walked and walked and then found myself lost. I crossed over hills and valleys and ran into a village resident who took me to my brother's home. They were happy and surprised to see me. I told them what Falun Gong really is and about the brutality of the persecution. They all agreed to quit the party. His son-in-law said to me, "Aunt, now I see that Falun Dafa is really protecting me." He then told me that in the field, a tiller turned over and hit him on the chest. His clothes were cut open, but he was fine. A few months later, I visited them again. My brother's granddaughter said to me, "I see that Falun Dafa is protecting me. There is something I didn't tell my mother. One day, I helped my father on a harvester tractor. I fell off the tractor after hitting a bump, but the tractor stopped itself. My father saw me under the tractor and was very scared, but I was fine." Their story showed me that Master is compassionate and the power of Dafa is boundless. Master said, quote, "People with predestined relationships and those who can be saved can be made to by Master's law bodies, righteous gods, or the immense field that Dafa has formed in the world, appear right before you in any of a range of settings, providing them with a chance to learn the truth. But you have to carry it out, and it doesn't work if you're not out there doing things." End quote. Teaching the Fa at the Fa Conference at the U.S. Capitol. I have tried my best to carry it out. During the past few years, I have visited many remote villages. At first, I followed fellow practitioners and learned from them. Later, I knew how to do it by myself, so I started with my friends and family. Master told us that compassion has the greatest power. Every Dafa disciple knows that compassion comes from cultivation after one eliminates sentimentality. As I gradually eliminated sentimentality, I saw the power of compassion, and I am now able to save more and more people. I now rarely run into people who refuse to listen to me. I'm able to convince dozens of people to quit the party every day. My county started a large-scale railroad project last July, and many of the workers came from out of town. It was a great opportunity to clarify the truth. Walking around the construction site was very difficult, however. One time, three workers were working in a pit, and I was not able to climb down there. I said to myself, "They are from other provinces. If I don't talk to them, I won't have a chance again. I must save them today." At that moment, someone set up a ladder for me. That day, I convinced 30 people to quit the party. They all thanked me for telling them the facts. It was a hot day, and the concrete and rocks at the construction site were hot. I felt dizzy, but Master has suffered much more than this in saving us, so my suffering is really nothing in comparison. I don't target any specific group. I talk to everybody because Master said, quote, "Every person in the entire world was at one point part of my family," end quote. Fa lecture during the 2003 Lantern Festival at the U.S. West Fa Conference. Everyone is precious. When I treat them as family, they treat me as family. I often talk to the workers in front of a shopping mall. During the last Mid-Autumn Festival, a worker greeted me saying, "Sister, Falun Dafa is good." I asked him if he had had mooncakes. He sadly said that he had no money. I went to buy bags of mooncakes and fruit and shared them with the workers. I went there again 6 months later. A group of workers surrounded me and said, "Long time no see, sister. How have you been? We have missed you." I often thank Master for leading people to me. I talk to people in plain language. Following Master's teachings, I don't start by talking about quitting the party. Instead, I chat with them about daily life affairs and then switch the topic to the Communist Party's governing, what Falun Gong really is, and then why people should quit the party. It is often very easy to convince people. Very few refuse to listen. One time, a young man tried to report me to the police. I calmly said, "Brother, put down your phone. That is a bad deed. I am telling you this for your own good." He put down his phone. At that moment, I didn't want to continue clarifying the truth, but I immediately repelled an unrighteous thought and said to myself, "This is interference from the evil old forces, and it is caused by my selfishness. I was trying to protect myself. I should not be interfered with. I need to follow Master and save people." The filthy stuff was then gone, and I continued talking to people. I also talk to people at the train station. Sometimes the police patrol is there, but my heart is not moved. I say to myself, "It has nothing to do with me. I can convince dozens of people to quit the party in 1 hour at the train station." The Chinese New Year holiday is also a good time to clarify the truth. I asked my kids to spend the holiday with their father and stepmother, and I went out to talk to people every day. In 7 days, I convinced several hundred people to quit the party. My cousin's family supports Dafa. Her son once fell from a tall building. He yelled, "Fallen Dafa is good," and he was totally fine. My cousin happily told me, "Sister, your master is really protecting us." She also helped me to talk to people in her village. I spend 360 days a year talking to people in public, no matter how severe the weather. Wherever I go, I tell people what Falun Gong really is. On the bus, on the street, at the farmer's market, and in restaurants. Even during the cold of winter, I can convince 8 to 10 people to quit the party every day. On one Chinese New Year's Day, I went to a remote area and convinced 107 people to quit. I set a goal for myself to convince at least 30 people to quit the party every day. During the last few years, I believe I've convinced 70 to 80,000 people to quit. In cultivating Dafa, I have everything I need. I know a practitioner who sold her jewelry to make copies of the 9 commentaries on the Communist Party. During my divorce, I lost everything but a house. My ex-husband had debt, and my daughter needed money too. They both asked me for help. I sold the house for 50,000 yuan, roughly $7,500. I gave 15,000 yuan to my ex-husband and 15,000 yuan to my daughter. The remaining 20,000 yuan was spent on making copies of the 9 commentaries on the Communist Party. I spend most of my retirement stipend on making Dafa materials. With Master's help, I have no worries about my life. I live a very simple life, eating simple food every meal and never buying expensive food or clothing for myself. Even instant noodles are too luxurious in my mind. But I am never cheap when it comes to making Dafa materials. Fellow practitioners suggested that I should pay attention to my appearance, so I get my hair done and wear decent clothes. My experiences tell me that, to clarify the truth, I don't need fancy clothes, as long as I am clean and neat. The key is to devote my heart to it. Everything is actually done by Master, who teaches us, gives us the power of compassion, and protects us. My biggest wish is to not let him down, and not let down sentient beings who have great hope in us. I no longer have a house or savings, but my daughters and sons-in-law are nice to me. They want me to live with them, but my life is devoted to saving people, so I live with a backpack and a few simple clothes, a toothbrush, and Dafa materials. I stay wherever I need to talk to people, in small inns, train stations, with fellow practitioners, relatives, etc. In the labor camp, a police chief once asked me, "What do you gain from practicing Falun Gong?" I smiled, "Everything that I need." It is my greatest honor and fortune to be a Dafa disciple. I have the greatest master and the most precious book, John Falun. I also have the sentient beings who have been saved. Master has given me boundless honor and an incomparably wonderful future. What else do I need? Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.